Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Defended on the perimeter by Thornton. Nice defense. Hillman. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me again? Hillman went downhill. It looked like she had a clear shot at the rim, but Stokes out of nowhere blocks the shot. It goes out of bounds off Hillman. We've got Kia Stokes on her way to the headset right now. The veteran Kia Stokes joining us. Hey, Kia.
Hey.
You're on with Deuce Mason. My goodness. What a game. You guys had to grind this one out in the fourth quarter. How did it feel? How did you guys get it done?
I think we just have a really competitive group, and we've had a lot of games where we've had lapses, like we were up big and then let the game slip away. But today was a tough one the whole time, so we really just tried to focus on staying together, sticking with the plan, having each other's backs, and just executing at the end, and that's exactly what we did.
You guys had a season high in turnovers. You shot just 5 of 22 from 3, but you guys stayed in this game. Like, what were some of the conversations in the huddle when you guys were trying to get it together?
A lot of it was, you know, stemming from the last couple of practices that we had, is that if our shots aren't falling, we got to try to attack the paint, get in the paint, get layups if our threes aren't falling. And I think we did a really good job of emphasizing that today.
Okay, you had 13 points. You had 7 blocks tonight, and you played a game-high 30 minutes out there. How much are you enjoying this opportunity here with the Valkyries?
I mean, it's been great. I love Coach Natalie. She was my dog when we were together at Vegas. So it's good to be back reunited. I know she has a lot of trust in me. And she just puts me in a position to succeed, and I'm just very appreciative. And, yeah, so far it's been pretty good. I'm really enjoying my time. I love it here.
I got to ask you about Gabby Williams. She had 13 points in the fourth quarter, just a tremendous output. What has she meant to this group?
I mean, she's everything. You know, she's one of the engines we have this team. She's super smart. She's athletic. She's an offensive and defensive player. She brings us together, like, really a big part of, like, our glue to this team. But, yeah, she's amazing. She's incredible. Even if she didn't have, like, the best first half, she knows how to execute at the end of the games, and that's what you saw tonight.
Well, congratulations on the win. Get some rest, and we'll see you for the Liberty coming up in a couple of days.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Kia Stokes joining us.
R.C. Davis here with you following the Valkyries 78-75 win in Valhalla over Atlanta. A game after turning the ball over a season high 17 times. The Valkyries turned the ball over 18 with 6 1/4 number 1, Deuce.
Impressive to overcome this. I mean, you have to find different ways to win throughout a season. And this Valkyries team has done such a great job taking care of the ball this year. They average the fewest turnovers per game. They make the most threes. And tonight, it was like the polar opposite. The season high 18 turnovers, as you mentioned. 5 of 22 from 3, and they find a way to win. And, you know, I think Natalie Nakase is going to be talking about the defense yet again. This defense has been fantastic. In 2 games in a row, they hold this explosive Atlanta Dream team in check. And so a really impressive win. It's like a statement win. This Valkyries team is playing some great basketball right now. And to see them with back-to-back performances, especially against a team in Atlanta that, let's be honest about it, they didn't like how that game ended. They were down 26 on Wednesday night. So for them to come in here, look like they were, you know, totally engaged defensively and still not able to come out with a win, shows a lot about what the Valkyries are made of.
And how about Kia Stokes before fouling out with 26 seconds left, 7 blocks and 13 points.
The veteran has been so big. And, you know, Golden State's used so many different lineups. They've elected to go small sometimes. And, you know, tonight against a team that is so prolific in the paint, like Atlanta, they do a great job scoring in the paint. Golden State's defense inside was massive, and Stokes played a great role. I mean, you talk about the 7 blocks, but it's just her presence down there to alter shots too. Looking at that final number of the points in the paint, they held him to 34 points in the paint. Decent number for the Valkyries. They do a great job defending the paint. Atlanta was just 17 of 43 in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
So Kia Stokes really set a good tone. 4 of those blocks came in the first quarter, too.
And you got to bring up for the Dream, Angel Reese and Canada. Reese with 15 and 12. Canada with 23 points. She seemed to score wherever she wanted to, despite the Valkyries' tough defense.
Yeah, she's such a talented player. And, you know, I thought she did a great job attacking some mismatches at times. And, of course, when Golden State made some of those mistakes, she made them pay. You know, this Atlanta team thrives off turnovers. They want to get out in transition. They want to push their pace. They're number one in fast break points in the league for a reason. They were held to 12 tonight. So Canada did her job. I thought Reese had some really nice moments. But, again, I think the biggest obstacle for her is staying out of foul trouble. I think when she's out there, she's such a force on the glass, but the fouls can definitely be an issue.
Permanente, if I said the Valkyries would win a game where Kayla Thornton went scoreless,
wow,
would you believe me? The 2025 All-Star, 0-5 tonight.
Pretty crazy. She had such a nice output on Wednesday night with 17 when she knocked down 5 threes. And this is just a credit to the depth of this team with Golden State. It seems like they can punch you from so many different ways. Obviously, you want Thornton's offense, but she also provides a lot defensively out there. And, you know, Stokes fouls out. She comes in at a key moment late in the fourth quarter, and her defensive pressure was massive. So how can you find a way to impact the game if the offense isn't going? Well, you can do it defensively. And I think that's the biggest takeaway tonight. You know, if Golden State loses this game, they get blown out, and, you know, they have all these turnovers and they're missing threes, I think people are talking about, well, you can't just live and die by the three. This team can defend, and that's what's going to keep them in games throughout the season. This felt like a playoff level of intensity and physicality the last couple of games, and they met the moment.
What do All-Stars do? They take over when the game matters. Enter Gabby Williams, making the plays down the stretch on both ends that ultimately lead to the Valkyries' win.
Yeah, she got off to a slow start, and she wasn't playing heavy minutes in this one. That was the other pivotal moment, I thought, is looking at some of the minute distribution where the starters for Atlanta playing really heavy minutes, 36 for Howard, 36 for Gray, 35 for Canada. Well, Williams ends up playing 22. She was
right
fresh in that fourth quarter, and was she just so good at attacking? And, you know, with her, it's you see her attacks, but then it kind of gets her going on the other end. She had a key steal. She had a key deflection, forcing a turnover. She has played at such a high level. I've been a big fan of her for a long time, but to see her with the level of confidence offensively and showing things that she hasn't shown really throughout her career in terms of scoring output, efficiency from three, it's been so fun to watch. What a pickup by the Golden State Valkyries.
And Tip Hayes with some timely baskets, 12 points, all of which in the second half. Caitlin Chen, 13 points.
Wow.
Where would they be without their 25 points?
I mean, that Caitlin Chen has been such a nice spark at times off the bench. I mean, when the game's kind of clunky, she finds a way to attack with that nice shot off the window. And then Hayes, I thought, played with a level of intensity that I loved. She came out of the gates a little sloppy, a couple of careless turnovers, but she settled in and went into attack mode. She was really good in that third quarter, too.
See, I'm going to go with Kia Stokes. We've gone over her stat line tonight. Who say you?
It's Gabby Williams. I mean, she had to close the door. And I think, you know, last year you wondered at times, all right, late game situation, if it's close, who's going to be the closer for Golden State? And I think what we're learning here in year two is I think Gabby can be that person. I think there are times early on where there was still a little uncertainty about that. But I think lately what you're seeing is, oh, down crunch time, we feel confident with the ball in her hands because she has the ability to snake into that paint. She can finish around the rim. She's got that mid-range shot, but she's also got the ability to collapse defense and kick out and create some open looks. I think she has been so tremendous, and she was awesome tonight.
Canada has that ball ripped away by Williams. She's doing it on both ends. Williams scores it at the rim. The steal and the score. Golden State with a 6-0 push. It's 73-69.
Next up for Golden State, the Liberty come to Chase Center on Sunday. Special 4 o'clock tip on 95.7 The Game and our new affiliate in Sacramento, ESPN 1320.